Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jacob Calvin Meyer. Jacob, what is happening? How you feeling on this Monday?
Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm great. How are you?
Doing all right. Appreciate the time as always. And we'll start with Tony Manziolino. He's 15-12 now since he took over for Brandon Hyde there. Unexpected. We've talked about it 1,000 times, but the reality is he's in the dugout. They're 3 games over .500. Using foul language yesterday, it looked like, at the umpires on the Gunner play in the at-bat with him. But you've been around him, obviously, as a coach now since he's taken over as the skipper. How has he gotten more and more comfortable on the job, on the fly, with a team whose expectations were high, then diminished, and I guess with this recent uprising, starting to perk up a little bit again?
Yeah, I honestly think you can draw a direct line between the visible way that he's gotten more comfortable in this job with the team's performance. Now, I don't think that, you know, correlation is not causation there, but this was a whirlwind a month ago when Brandon Hyde was fired. You could tell that Tony Manziolino was a little bit deer in headlights, and so were the players. And the immediate aftermath, really the first week of performance was quite bad from the team. But really since then, since that Trevor Rogers game in Boston, I believe they're 14-6. You can just tell that they've been playing more comfortable, more loose. There's been a good amount of energy. And Tony Manziolino himself is somebody that brings a lot of energy to the table. That's really what he was like as an assistant, and it's been the same thing as a manager. I think the most, I don't know what the word would be, but I guess admirable part of the way that he's done this job is that he has not changed who he is. I think a lot of managers would have come in and said, you know what, I'm the guy now, and you know, I'm going to, you know, be a little bit of a bull in the china shop. We're going to change a bunch of things, and if we turn this around, it's going to be because of me. That's certainly not the tactic that he's taken. And perhaps because of the way he's done this, it has helped the team get back on track. But let's not distort the point here, which is that them getting healthy, the rotation not being the worst in baseball, you know, playing some pretty bad teams like the White Sox and the Angels looked awful this past weekend. All of those things have helped them get back on track. But at the end of the day, the wins and losses go on to Tony Manziolino's baseball reference page, and that's how it goes.
Now, you mentioned Trevor Rogers, and you mentioned that game at Fenway where after they blew the opener, I was like, they're going to get swept. This season's, it's going to get flushed, and turned it around. Where's he fit in? Maybe this week? I know a lot of the TBDs or TBAs, whatever, Eflin's going tonight. When are we going to see Trevor Rogers throw a baseball in anger for the Orioles here, Jacob?
Yeah, I mean, Wednesday looks like a pretty good opportunity if they're shifting their rotation around a little bit to make that be the case. I guess, you know, instead of Tomo pitching on against Tampa, maybe they have Tomo pitch against New York, and, you know, they had Bluett throw 2+ innings yesterday. So perhaps a roster move is coming today to get another reliever up here. And then they would make a move to bring up Rogers to start Wednesday. But honestly, anything could happen, right? Like they've been going with openers recently. Maybe they decide to do a bullpen game on Wednesday and push Tomo back a couple days to have him pitch against New York, which maybe they think they like that matchup better. Tomo did pitch really well against New York earlier this season. I really don't know. Frankly, after that Boston start, you never want to overreact to one start. But with how bad the rotation had been up until that point, I was like, man, is Trevor Rogers like their third best starting pitcher? And I honestly still think that's within the realm of possibility with how well he looked in Boston. And for the most part, the velo has still been there in AAA, and he's not walking guys at all. That's really encouraging. And so I was surprised in the past few weeks that they didn't bring up Trevor Rogers to join this rotation. But they are in a stretch here of 16 games and 16 days. So maybe they go to a modified six-man. Maybe they call up Rogers and send down Povich. I honestly am not sure, but it surprised me 2 weeks ago when Trevor Rogers wasn't in the rotation. It surprised me a week ago. And if he doesn't start a game this week, it will surprise me again. But I've already been wrong twice, so why not a third time?
Hey, I'm wrong all the time. So join the club, Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun, talking about the Orioles taking on the Rays tonight, 7:35. Eflin against Pepio. As Tampa's red hot, Orioles are playing good baseball. So it's an intriguing matchup. We talk about the stars, Jacob, all the time. How about Ramon Laureano? How much of an asset has he been? And he was kind of brought in to be a fifth, maybe fourth outfielder, best case scenario, because of injuries and other circumstances, getting a lot more playing time. We knew he had a cannon arm. We know the glove has been there. The pop, he displayed that when he was with the A's and certainly second half last year for the Braves. And we look for unsung heroes. Where does Ramon Laureano fit into where the Orioles are right now with that?
Yeah, I mean, if they get back on track and make the playoffs, I think, you know, people might be buying Ramon Laureano jerseys. But, you know, if they win 78 games, it's like, oh, wow, what a great shrewd signing by Mike Elias in what was an otherwise terrible season. So I guess in terms of the appreciation that Ramon Laureano deserves from the fan base, it might depend on the overall performance of the team. But you're right. This he's a really good player. It's kind of interesting because he was a really good player in Oakland, and then things kind of went awry a little bit in kind of the beginning of last season for him. But he's not that old. Like, he's a veteran, but I think he's 30, 31. You're right. Really good arm. He typically hits lefties. That actually hasn't been the case this year. He's been better against righties because nobody on the Orioles can hit lefties except for the past couple of days. But they do also have a team option on him. So, like, you look at the deadline, and if this does start to head south again and they're looking at who to trade, maybe that's a guy they say, hey, let's keep him around another year and accept that. I think it's $6.5 million option. But it's the funny thing about Laureano, and when you look at Mike Elias' offseason, he's gotten a lot of flack for his offseason, and rightfully so when the team was at 1.18 under at the end of May. However, sprinkled in with some of the bad decisions, you know, the Charlie Mortons and maybe not going out and getting an ace, are some really good moves, right? Like, Tomo was an excellent signing. Ramon Laureano was really what this team needed in the offseason. It didn't come together the way that people were expecting. But in the offseason, they were saying, hey, you need a veteran bat who can hit lefties and a guy that can be a good presence in the clubhouse. That's frankly what he's been. It just, everything else has kind of gone awry for this team. And you're right, because of that, it's kind of gone unnoticed.
Hey, Jacob, it seems like, you know, with Buck Britton at third base, they are running a lot more. You know, I mean, going to home, taking, you know, on a base hit, from second to home, and then they're running a lot more on the bases too.
Yeah, I don't know if it would surprise me if that was like a conscious decision, because if you remember the 23 team in the first half of 24, they were doing the same things. I mean, they were one of the best base running teams in baseball, super aggressive. You know, send decisions as a third base coach is something that Tony Manzolino is extremely passionate about and very knowledgeable about as a former third base coach. I think the difference is that they're actually getting some base hits with runners in scoring position, which puts the third base coach in a position where you need to maybe send some guys. The first 6 weeks of the season, they were so infrequently getting hits with runners in scoring position that it wasn't really happening. I will say, though, that Buck Britton has done a really good job as the third base coach thus far. I think he's taken to that much better than you could have expected. I know he did it in the minor leagues as AAA Norfolk's manager, but you got to think of the pressure. Everybody was thinking about Manzolino, which is totally fair, about the pressure that was on him. But look at Buck Britton. This is his first time in the big leagues, and he then is thrown into coaching third base when he hadn't done it since the end of last season, and he's doing it for the first time in the big leagues. And the person who's overseeing him do it is the person that was in that position before and is going to know every single time that you make any little mistake. And to his credit, he hasn't really flinched. I look at the one in Sacramento where he sent Gunner. It was the ball to left field. J.J. Blade is in left field for Sacramento, or the Athletics rather. And he has a noodle for an arm. Gunner's like 8 feet away from third base when Blade gets the ball. And Buck Britton just, you know, has no fear and sends Gunner there. And when you have an athlete as good as Gunner, you're going to trust him to be able to slide in home plate in a way to avoid the tag.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And that's what happened.
Jacob, last thing for you. Should we expect to see Moo Man and O'Hearn in the lineup tonight against the Rays?
O'Hearn, definitely. Calgar is probably a little bit more of a question just because we're not exactly sure of his status. Listen, it's four righties this week against Tampa Bay, and so you would expect to see all the lefties in there almost every game. It would not surprise me if Calgar needs another day. If he's not 100%, then I think they just say, hey, let's not rush it. He's too important to this team to, as we all know at this point, he's too important to this team to risk throwing out there if he's not healthy. So I'll say a coin flip on Kowser and definitely for O'Hearn.
Jacob Cabanmeyer, Baltimore Sun, covers the Orioles in Major League Baseball. Jacob, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the Rays, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jacob.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over too. And then it's BBT, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, with Tim Barbalace and Jim Hunter talking about that series against Tampa.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.